Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody, like this. Come on.
Afternoon to our listening audience. God bless you. We are delighted to be here. We praise God for this another Saturday afternoon. Thank you for sharing with Global Gospel. And I am your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And certainly we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. To you and to you. Everybody clap your hands. Joshua's troop. And certainly we give God glory, honor, and praise because of the Lord's mercies. We are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. We want to shout out all of our listeners in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on right now, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly we are syndicated also on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So those are all the platforms that you can reach us. We are also on social media. If you check Facebook, if you check Instagram, if you check Twitter, if you check Tumblr, we are on those platforms as Global Gospel. Like our page, send us a friend request. We will be delighted to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, our mailing address, P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. And we want you to take down this phone number because we want you to call in and listen and shout us out. I'm sorry. A little later when we open up the line, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We want to shout out our sponsors on today, Malini's Factory, MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, Brother Ryan Wilson, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, our sister Lois Glenn Carter, Nevaeh's Cake Creations, Melanated Beards. We thank God for you, and you in every state, every country, every continent that is represented. We thank God for the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Thompsons, the Allens, the Bowers, the Watsons, the Cox, the Furman, the Scotts, the Davis, the Locke, the Bradell, the Wiggins, Brinsons, Hernandez, Odom, Stevenson family, Fell family. We thank God, Hartley family, we thank God for you, and for you. And if I didn't call your name, charge it to my head, not to my heart. Please leave us a comment on our Blog Talk page, and I'll give you a shout-out a little later. We thank God for you, and you. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And today, the gospel, we would like you to know, the gospel is holistic. It meets every need, your financial need, your spiritual need, your emotional need, your housing need. It is comprehensive. And we came to tell you that Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, that he lived and he died and he rose with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And today, you and I have a right to the tree of life. You don't have to be suicidal. You don't have to stay in depression. You don't have to stay in oppression. But you can rise and walk in victory. And so that is the reason and purpose that Global Gospel is here on today. And certainly, we have a special guest in the studio with us today that are going to be sharing with us, because we know that we can do it better together. And certainly God has given us gifts and talents and callings, and certainly we have to put our gifts and our talents to work, because if you don't use it, you will lose it. And so after this selection, we'll be back with our special guest. Stay tuned.
And reigns with splendor, our God, Because it's the power of God, Yahweh, beyond the calling, now and forever, our God, Yahweh,
hey. Yahweh,
we trust,
we pray,
Yahweh,
Yahweh,
we lift your name.
I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and for those of you that have just tuned in, he's great, Yahweh. Shout out also to Deborah Moultrie. But our special guests are in studio with us on today. And hello, special guests, how are you?
Good
doing
afternoon,
well, doing good.
Lamar.
Okay, they decided to join us in chorus. All right, thank you. Thank you, special. Yes, we can't all talk at the same time. We can sing at the same time. So we're going to put a little tune to that next time. All right, so for those you that didn't recognize that wonderful choir, how about you tell our listeners who you are? Ladies first.
Ladies first. Wow. Good afternoon or good morning to those who may be listening in earlier times. My name is Elder Elect Nodella Sacagawea Jordan, and I am the Mind Kind Intimate Talk Show.
Okay, that is host number one. Host number two.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Derek Walker. I am the co-host of Intimate Talks and also the brains behind my own business, DL Drew Paralegal Support Services.
Awesome. So I am excited that you all took time out of your busy schedule to meet with us, to share with our listeners, and to share this moment with us. And today, for those of you that are just listening and perhaps didn't read the headline, Intimate Talk Meets Global Gospel. And so we today
yes.
have our guest here with us. It is a collaboration of two shows, two points of ministry that have merged for this point in time. And so we have Elder Elect Nodella and Brother Derek with us on today, and we're excited, and we know that both of you bring a wealth of information and knowledge to the table. But first of all, let's talk about Yahweh. That was the choice of selection for today. Can you tell us why that song is so instrumental and important?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think you were talking to me. Well, I was simply so I didn't realize that there was another
I think
song
we have
a little bit
of background.
Derek. I'm not sure if that's Derek because I'm in the room by myself. So
okay, it's gone now. It's gone now. We're good.
Okay. Well, I chose the song. I was actually going for another song, but this one is sufficient as well. You know, as a believer, first and foremost, before any titles, understanding who he is, you know, growing up, we knew him pretty much only by the name God. And in my studying, in my developing and learning spiritually, you know, I learned that he has other names. And one name that he is also known by is Yah or Yahweh. And for me, it just allows me to let others know how connected I am to him, or the fact that I do have a relationship with him. I'm not just saying that I know God, because many people say they know God when the truth of the matter is they only know of him through others, but they don't have that personal relationship. And so for me, it's about having a personal relationship with him. And when you have a personal relationship with someone, you tend to, you know, make up little, as we call, pet names for each other. And when others, outsiders, hear you addressing each other by that quote-unquote pet name, it definitely is a sign that you have a, not just a relationship with that person, but you have a very strong and intimate relationship with that person. And so, you know, just hearing this version of someone who also made with the name of Yah or Yahweh in it, you know, it just really ministers to me. And again, it just signifies that I know him personally and not through someone else's living.
All right, Brother Derek.
So as Nadella said, you know, knowing God in many different forms, and in many different names, in different religions, they call him different names, Yahweh, Lily of the Valley. I've learned that even through that testimony, I'm not stuck on a name, but I'm stuck on who he is, what he signifies in everyone's life. So that great selection. That was actually a great selection.
Awesome. So now we all have our own paths in life, our own spiritual journeys, our own gifts and talents and callings and ministries. And ministry exists outside of the four walls of the church building. And as you all know, as well as I know, certainly you're on this probably unconventional platform, but as I say, when pandemic hit, we were already ahead of the game because that's just the way God works. And so how did we get to Intimate Talk Show?
Well, Intimate Talk Show actually was birthed, you know, a bit before the pandemic even came, or at least to our knowledge. It was birthed in January of 2019. Inspired by my first book, The Intimate Place, My God, My Man, Myself. And also, this is how the name of the show came up, because after I wrote the book back in 2014. It was released in 2015. And, you know, some years had gone by, and finally, you know, I was just at this, I guess you can say, a pivotal point in my life. And I said, well, God, you know, what is it that you want me to do? I was at that point in my life because God had shifted me from Connecticut to Maryland. And so I'm in this new place, and even if you will, a strange land. And, I just wanted to continue to serve God no matter where I was living out my life. And so he told me to start the talk show. And I said, a talk show. Okay. I am naturally a speaker. Anybody who knows me, I can carry a conversation, you know. So I started the show in 2019, initially as a platform for me to talk about my books that I was going to be releasing. But it worked out, so I, you know, kind of put the talk show on hold, but then in 2020, the Lord told me to start it back up again. And I said, well, God, you know what, last year, and to add a co-host. And I said, well, God, you know, what co-host can I add? I said, you know how I flow, and I need somebody who's going to be consistent and committed. And so I'm thinking of all these people, and after I went through my list of people, he came up with one name, and that was Derek. And I said, really? So I called him. What do you think about it? Immediately, yes, I'll do it. I said, he said, no, yes, I'll do it. So Derek and I have actually been rolling, if you heavy, January of 2020. Derek has been a very consistent co-host, has also been an anchor. And even at the start of the show, we were talking about how we both respond the same. And our mindset, really, we a lot alike about so many different things. And I think that's why also the show is as successful as it is, because Derek and I get along. But let me just tell y'all, and we do share, you know, we don't necessarily always agree on every single thing. So we don't want to put that side out there. We don't necessarily always agree, but we learn how to respect others, you know, opinions and you know, perceptions about whatever the conversation is on. And this is off air and on air. You know, and Derek, even though we actually found out just before he came onto the show that we was actually biological family, but I share with Derek often that he's not only a cousin to me, he feels more like a brother to me. And again, you know, we just really have such an awesome relationship. And truthfully, I don't know if anybody would have been a better fit than Derek, especially with the fact that God is the one who chose him anyway.
All right. So, Brother Derek, how did you, what is your response to accepting this call to ministry?
Well, let's put this out there in the air, because I've always been a minister. But okay, what God has allowed me to do in my ministry is that I don't have to sit in a pulpit to actually exercise the gift he's given me. So he's taken me places that I least would expect that I would ever go, and whether it's in the military. But I don't advertise a title, because the title is not who God is. God is who he is. So when Nadella did come to me, I had already had a vision that I would be kind of getting involved in other areas. So it was like a breath of fresh air when that revelation came forward.
God always confirms his word. So that is a good thing. So what do we talk about on Intimate Talk? Because there are so many issues out there, even as we speak. We know that today is actually anniversary of 9/11. And it's, you know, and
yes,
it's emotional for many people. And I don't want to dwell on that, but I just wanted to mention it. And we can all think of where we were. Those of us that are at least 25 and older can all remember where we were at that moment and time. And so issues keep happening. And it seems like they have, over the past 20 years, they have intensified. Mm-hmm. And so how do we deal with issues, and what issues do we talk about?
So our talk show is a little different from the average talk show. So I want to share from this perspective, and then I'm going to also turn it over to my partner. But as I've been sharing periodically, that our talk show is a little different from other talk shows, where they have an array of topics that they will talk within whatever time frame their show is. But for us, we typically have just one subject. And I remind our audience, the name of our talk show is Intimate Talk Show. And so we stick with one topic because we want to get into, again, an intimate conversation and not be all over the place talking about this and talking about that. And we did try to implement multiple topics within one show. It didn't quite work for us. We didn't really care for it. And trust me, our audience let us know as well. So we pick typically, you know, one topic. The topic can be on church. It can be on social issues. It can be on finances. It can be on relationships. It can be on family. No topic is off limits with us, just like with any other, pretty much any other talk show. We don't have producers. We are our own producers. We come up with our own topics of discussion. And oftentimes we are actually really led by the Spirit of God. Again, we do acknowledge our connection and our relationship with God. Our audience know where we stand from the standpoint of when it comes to God. And some of our segments, you know, Holy Spirit will come in and we literally have church because he knows what people are in need of. So again, you know, no topic is pretty much off limit. I also reinforce or reassure our audience that it's a safe place where we can talk about whatever our model is. We are an up close and personal talk show. So we're not afraid to discuss, you know, even topics that may be labeled taboo. We will take that topic on. But also know that we are led by the Spirit of God. And so whatever he tells us how this should be addressed, because the show ultimately is not about us. We are just tools or instruments that's being used, you know, to reach people for whatever it is that they're in need of. And our talk show is, again, you know, among the other talk shows. We're not quite out there yet. But, you know, we are looking to elevate to other platforms, you know, just to, you know, give people that opportunity to have access to the conversations that we have. Our talk show is interactive. We have a call-in number where they can call in. They can also post their questions or comments in the chat of that particular talk show. And we do have a very active audience, and we respond during the show as well. So, we're very pleased with what God has been doing so far.
Awesome. And Brother Derek, a lot of issues, as Elder Nadella just said, some of them, sometimes they're taboo. Sometimes things people don't want to talk about. And how do you feel about those uncomfortable conversations?
You know, what I've learned is that sometimes you have to be in an uncomfortable or uncomfortable situation to become or move on to the next level. So again, I've learned that you have to still go through it. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. You can't hide it, because when you do that, those things seem to still come back up. And the taboo thing is that when you don't discuss it, it becomes worse. And again, people don't know how to deal with it. But one thing we're learning is that when you discuss it, it becomes to a point where you learn to adjust to deal with it and get through it.
And so, you know, a lot of times within our Christian homes, in our churches, in our societies, we don't want to talk about things. Why are people so afraid to be enlightened or to be freed, you know, ultimately from bondage?
Well, we had our segment on this past Thursday. We were talking about the effects of drug abuse. In one of our other episodes, we talked about PTSD. Because a lot of people don't want to go through the painful or the pain of the process to get to that healing point. They think by not addressing it, as long as it's shoved in the closet or swept under the rug or stored in the attic or, you know, out of sight, out of mind, that, you know, okay, then it's not real. Then it can't hurt me anymore. And, you know, part of our goal, knowingly sometimes and unknowingly at other times, is to bring healing or to bring reconciliation or to cause us, if you've even started your healing process, to finish it by a conversation that we may be having. Just a couple of weeks ago, a young lady said she was on social media and somehow she ended up on our page, and the topic we was talking about, which was surrounding the church, you know, she had actually called in and she began to, you know, share some things about her journey. And she was talking about how she doesn't have a church home And so she said, well, you know, I don't even know how I found your show. And I said, I know how she found the show, because Holy Spirit knew what she needed. And so she happened to be online, or he even led her to go online at that moment, and our show popped up in her newsfeed. Now, this is a young lady that I didn't know, and as far as I know of, Derek didn't know. We're not connected on any social media platform, but this just goes to show the power of God, that when we reach a place of really wanting to be healed, to get through the pain of that process, but we don't know how to do it, God will definitely put you in the right place so you can go through that process. And, you know, even as the question is around society and Christianity, it doesn't matter whether you are a Christian, non-Christian, male, female, it doesn't matter. There are many things that does not have boundaries that affects us all the same, no matter what.
So I'm going to add on to that, because one thing about the healing process, in the healing process, you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to face some things. You're going to have to deal with some things. But God also puts people in places to show or to assure you that you're on the right path and that he's still there. A lot of times we'll be in situations in the healing process, and we feel like we're not going anywhere, we're moving forward, but God will send that one little ram in the bush when you least expect it to assure you, or to let you know that he's still there in the midst of it. But then a lot of times what we do is we stay in that place and we get to a point where we're not praying, we're not doing what we need to do, or we're not reading our Bible, we're not reading our word, and then we become double-minded, and sometimes we push our way to say, you know, should we go forward or should we go back? But God sends somebody in there to assure you that wherever you are in the process, that you're moving forward. He might not be there and that you hear him, but he's still there carrying you and helping you get through it.
Wow, well said. And you mentioned about the past Thursday. Well, first of all, tell our listeners why we're on this subject, so I don't forget your time of broadcast.
We air every Thursday, or let me say most Thursdays, because if it happens to fall on a holiday, we don't go live. But we typically air on most Thursdays at 7 p.m. That's Eastern time, East Coast time. And again, you know, our topics vary, you know, based on either what's happening at the time, or Derek and I, you know, we'll meet up and say, you know, what do you believe or feel we should talk about this week? And again, our topics are very much spirit-led, even though to some it may not seem like, you know, some people may say, well, why would you be spirit-led about finances? Because even as believers, as Christians, as children of God, we need to know how to manage our finances if we are going to obtain the wealth of the wicked.
This is true. I agree. So we do all want our listeners to listen in on Thursday. So now you mentioned
yes.
last Thursday, and mm-hmm. it was about PTSD, post-traumatic stress.
No, drug abuse.
Oh, drug abuse. Okay, I'm sorry. I mixed it up. Okay.
Yes.
So did you mention
PTSD? We did a series on PTSD.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Reverend Lamar, so we did a series on PTSD, and it was a month-long series, but it was one that was well needed.
Month-long. Tell us about that.
Well, for me, I experienced PTSD in the military.
Wow.
And didn't know it until pretty much my tail end of my career in the military, and how it affects your family, your marriages, your children, and the object was to actually let people know that there's help. A lot of times people suffering with PTSD are either shamed or too scared to go forward and have that conversation with anybody. And then the people that are living with people with PTSD are suffering because of it's an abuse. It's a lifestyle, and people get comfortable with it, and you will never get out of it until you first identify it.
Awesome. So you would agree that a lot of people that are walking around with this particular situation don't even realize it, do they?
They don't, and it's not addressed. It was only probably within the last 10, 15 years that PTSD actually became a big thing with people in the military. But then we started realizing that not only was people in the military suffering from it, you had children that were in foster care. You had husbands and wives. 9/11 brought a lot of significance to PTSD as well.
And let's see, Kia Harrell says, not discussing it perpetuates the generational issues that many people face. Communication is so key, but if you weren't taught how to communicate fully, listening and opening yourself to new awareness or points of view, you develop coping mechanisms that may not be the best options for you to heal, which coping mechanisms could lead to things such as drug abuse.
Yes, correct. Alcohol, sex abuse, or physical abuse, and even, you know, attaching on to what Derek was saying about the reason why we did a month long, and truth be told, we could have done even as much as 2 months long of a segment on PTSD, because as we went through that the month long, we discovered and uncovered that PTSD, initially, it was only limited to the military, that only those who served in the military suffered from it. But as Derek said, is that as they really began to fine-tune the definition, see, it was all about the definition, in my opinion, that when they started fine-tuning really what PTSD is, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. It used to be PTSS, post-traumatic stress syndrome, but they changed it to a disorder, so it's PTSD. And because they changed the definition or even fine-tuned the definition of it, it allowed people to begin to look at it's not just no longer something that happens to those who serve in the military, but you have people who are in abusive marriages or relationships. And like they said, you know, even children, they're now highlighting children who have been placed in foster homes, the trauma that it inflicts upon them and it affects them. You know, so again, you know, there's many types. We discovered there are a number of types of PTSD encompassed with a number of symptoms. And some of the symptoms overlap, you know, with other types of disorders. So the only person who can truthfully, properly identify whether you have PTSD or not is a medical experienced professional. And, you know, as Derek even shared, that they don't usually even come to that terminology on your first visit. It usually takes some time before they can really determine this is what you have, because again, some of the symptoms, just like with the virus, it mimics many of the symptoms of the flu. And so it really only is going to take an expert to be able to place that fine line between the difference of two disorders or two, you know, viruses. So we, you know, just have to keep in mind that PTSD is no longer cut and dry, and it's only limited to those who serve in the military.
And that is a great a point that we should know, that it's not limited to any one person and or one particular group of people. So we've had this conversation before with therapists and psychologists that have been on with me, and so many times in our community of color, a lot of times this goes unnoticed, or in the world of the religious world, people say, we just pray it away. And what do we say to those people that are in denial, or they think they can just pray something away?
Well, Mandela, let me take this one, because it's
all right.
it's when you say pray it away, if you're not the person dealing with it, you don't understand how deep it is. So for me, for years I was diagnosed by the military with anxiety disorders, or they tried to say personality disorders. And it wasn't personality disorder or anxiety. It's the things that cause trauma. For me going into the military and right after basic training and initial AIT, I was sent into a combat zone only to get there, and the day I'm getting there and we're landing and 5 miles away, a barracks gets hit and everybody in the barracks dies. So now all of a sudden that's trauma because it's something that you wasn't expecting to happen, but it happened. And then you're in theater and you see all these bodies and things going on around you that you've never experienced in your life before. So it creates trauma to you because, again, number one, you're scared. You don't know how to deal with it. But then the hardest part is when you have to come home from it. And that was the key thing for me, coming home from it, and there was nobody there to help me address it or deal with it. So the culprit then became my family. So then I took my family through so much that eventually that enough became enough. So they left, letting me see that I had to have to deal with my own demons. And again, thank God that VA was there. And at that point there, they started talking to me about how to deal with it. And believe it or not, it takes time. Not 1 year, 2 years. You're going to always still deal with it because something or some type of flashback that comes back is going to bring it back to you. But you just learn how to accept it and view it as it is and move on. But it's not an overnight process because I still go through it.
Mm-hmm. But you're able to recognize it at least now and address it.
Correct. Before there was no recognition because it wasn't identified. So now the new technology is that you're able to at least get your foot in the door to get some type to try to identify the PTSD.
And I think people need to know, with that being said, this season that we are in, there are so many things. People have lost jobs. People have lost family, friends, loved ones. And I believe that there are a lot of people out there currently experiencing PTSD, and they don't even realize it because they're acting out in unseemly ways. I mean, this has been a very pivotal moment in history around the world that has affected all aspects of life. And I think that we need to be more aware of our the emotional effects of this past few months.
And Reverend Lamar, that's something that we did also, you know, I had mentioned in, you know, during our PTSD series is that, you know, we're many of us are facing, you know, are in an unprecedented time, as they will call it. We've never, especially our generation, have never experienced anything like this. But I want to also go back to your original question also about how we have been taught in church that every situation that we deal with to pray about it. And I want to help our audience to understand that was their level of understanding back then, you know, and that everything you pray about it. And this is not to say that we don't pray about it, but one of the things that as I continue to develop and mature spiritually is it's not that you just pray about it and then you leave it in the hands of God. And I challenge, because I also have another broadcast that I do on Wednesdays that I'm actually working on starting back up called Wednesday's Word, and that is about an online Bible study teaching that I do. And one of the things that I teach those who tune in is that it's okay that we pray to God and say, God, you know, I got this situation, so forth and so on. But we need to understand we don't just leave it at the feet of Jesus that they've been teaching for decades, just take it to the Lord and leave it there, as if we don't have a responsibility or as if we don't have any part in bringing to pass the thing it is that we're asking God to help us with. again, prayer really is just a line of communication to God. But ultimately, he has given us the tools. He has given us the knowledge to also to know how to deal with these things that we are dealing with from a day-to-day or at any given point in time in our life. So, yes, we are to pray because typically we're asking God for guidance. But in the old days, and unfortunately some churches are still teaching that mindset, oh, just pray about it, you know, and leave it with the Lord and go on about your business. And that is not correct. We don't just pray about it and leave it in the hands of the Lord and let him fix it. Because if we're saying let him fix it, again, you know, what is our role in us getting our healing? Or what is our role? Okay, I pray and say, God, I need a job. So I'm going to leave it in the hand of God. But I never submit an application. I never send my resume out because the Lord is going to take care of it.
Right.
That's our mentality, that we just sit home. God's going to have somebody to call me or ring my doorbell or send me a text message or an email and say, hey, do you want this job? And that's not really the way it works most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it doesn't ever happen because it did happen to me once, but still even within that, it required some action from me.
Yes.
And so, or mm-hmm. respond. So we have to remember that when we pray, we also need to understand that it's going to require something of us as well, other than just uttering a prayer to God and saying, well, I'm going to leave it in the hands of the Lord, or I'm going to lay it at the feet of Jesus and he's going to take care of it. And that's not ideal. That's really not ideal.
Because faith without works is dead, you know.
Exactly.
Dead.
Go ahead, Brother Derek.
So exactly, and that's what I was going to say, because with faith, to have faith, you have to exercise some kind of action. And so a lot of times we just pray, but we're praying an empty prayer because we're not doing our part or we're not investing in our prayer.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we sit around and wait for things that to happen, and God has already given you a roadmap, but you're sitting there stuck in one location because you're confused about the roadmap. And we have to be careful what we pray for, because a lot of times sometimes our prayer is not always what we need. We pray for what we want, but then God's going to give us what we need. So we look for God to do action or something that we want, and it's not something that we need.
That is so well said. And if you're in a situation and you need help, you need all the help you can get. You can't just go around turning down situations. And I was actually having a conversation with somebody, and they were talking about, you know, they were trained professional, and they said, oh, well, this person, if you give them $100, they'll, you know, do the job, even though the job particular project may be worth much more than that. And so the mentality behind that is that's $100 more than you had before. So in the same way, if somebody gives you a lending hand, listen, you need to go for that, because it'll, you know, it's just a stepping stone. We're going to take a break because our time is quickly coming to a close really, really fast. And so what I want our listening audience, I want to give you an opportunity to call in, and our guests are going to, we're going to come back, and they're going to give us, shout out some people, give you their contact information, tell you what platforms they are on. And our number in studio, 619-924-0800. I know some of you have already left comments on our page, but if perhaps anybody wants to call in, you can do so. We're going to take a brief break like no other. Byron Cage, stay tuned and be blessed.
Help me to weather every storm. And you give the strength. That's why we tell them no name. It's greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that? One day they're gonna bow. And your power will remain. Thank you, Jesus.
Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our special guest today in studio, Elder Elect Nodella Sacajawea Jordan and Brother Derek Walker are joining us from Intimate Talk Show. Our number is 619-924-0800. If perhaps you've missed any information that we have shared today, we want you to know that our shows are archived and you can go back and listen any time. So Brother Derek, Sister Nodella, who would you like to shout out on today?
So I would like to shout out everybody, because believe it or not, everybody plays a factor in everything that we do, our success. And so I have to give the best shout out to God, who allowed this opportunity for Intimate Talks and Global Gospel to actually intertwine with each other. So, you know, thank God for the vision.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I also would first and foremost send a shout out to God, you know, just again for his strategy, his divine plan for our lives. And I would like to send a shout out to you also, Elder Lamar, for the connection, because you actually came on Intimate Talk Show a few weeks back during our Just Churchin' segment. And I tell you, it really was an awesome show, and we're definitely going to have you back as your busy schedule permits. But I do also want to acknowledge my Bishop, Archbishop J. Bernard Richardson, out of Maine, and just, you know, ultimately, you know, to my family, to my friends, and the body of Christ. And you know what I say on the Intimate Talk Show, to the best co-host on the East and West Coast, my partner, my friend, my brother, my cousin, Derek Walker, and also let us not forget Netta Walker, who's always in the cut.
Awesome. That was well said. And I do thank you all as well for having me on Intimate Talk. And we thank Sister Lois Glenn Carter for making that connection for us as well. And so as we quickly reach our conclusion for today, and certainly we will have you all back again separately, because we know that each one of you have a wealth of information to share with us, one being an author and one being a retired military person. And that is, those two deserve an episode of their own. And certainly we can't say it all, but certainly we have enjoyed the conversation as we briefly touched on several areas, PTSD, and we also talked about, I think I was on that episode with the names of God with the young lady called in, she didn't know how she stumbled across it, but it is awesome that we meet people and are able to go where we physically cannot go, and outside the four walls of the church. And so I'm going to let each of you give your own concluding thoughts for the day, and just let us know. I don't know, maybe something you want us to know about you, or something something you live by, your scripture, your mantra, your greatest influences in life, or your inspiration. However you all decide to do that, you can. And again, we thank you all, our listeners that did share with us and leave comments, and certainly we are thankful for your comments and your input in this particular episode on today. Go ahead.
So I just want to say in my closing remarks is, once again, you can find Intimate Talk Show on Facebook. You can also find me, Nodella Sacagawea Jordan, yep, first, middle, and last name, on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. But Intimate Talk Show specifically is only aired on Facebook because of technology. We do invite guests to come on, you know, on a regular basis to take part in a discussion on a particular topic. We air at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. We stream live via Zoom on to Facebook. And, again, we would love to have you to be part of our audience. And who knows, maybe we can connect and even have you on as a guest co-host. You can contact me, again, on social media, Facebook. Intimate Talk Show is under the Author's Corner, which has its own page. So if you message us through Messenger, however you contact us, you can email us at info@nsjenterprisesllc.com, or you can contact me at 302-990-2480. We would certainly love to have you, again, in our audience and possibly as a guest co-host. Well, Thank you for having me again, Reverend Lamar Townsend.
Right, and before you conclude, tell us, we didn't get to talk about your book, but we'll talk about that for the next show. Tell us how, in the meantime, you can purchase a book, and so by the time you see our post for that particular episode, you may have some questions that you may want to ask. So tell us how we can obtain a copy of that book.
You can, my website right now is in the process of being renovated, but you can purchase a copy of my books directly from me, and you can still use the same information. You can reach out to me either through social media, again, either Nodella Sacagawea Jordan, or even if you just type in Nodella Jordan, my name will still come up. You can message me through the Author's Corner, and it's the Author's Corner. And again, my number also is 302-990-2480. You can text me or email me at info@nsjenterprisesllc.com. And the name of my books is The Intimate Place, My God, My Man, Myself, and Sassy, The Perfect Life. Both books are written for men, women, and teens.
All right. Brother Derek?
So I can be reached at on Facebook. It's DLDREW, Paralegal Support Services. Again, I'm a paralegal and also a legal assistant. I don't give legal advice, but I help with documentation. I also do immigration forms for people. Arbitrarily, you can also reach me at DJ Walker, and I also can be found on Intimate Talks as well. So we look forward to hearing from you, and just thank God for the opportunity.
Awesome. So we want you all to lock on and listen to Intimate Talk this upcoming Thursday. And I believe there is an episode on another platform that I want to be I'm looking out for. I believe it's on the – is it the fourth Saturday?
The 18th.
Okay. Maybe that's next Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Give us that information.
Hold on. I'm trying to.
That's if well, let me be specific. There is an episode pertaining to our dress code.
Oh yes. Okay. So this is another broadcast that I do. I do a lot of broadcasts because That's what God has given me. It's called the Kingdom Forum. You will find it, again, on my main page, which is Nodella Sakajuwia Jordan, and it's called the Kingdom Forum. We will be going live next Saturday, September 18th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Time, because I have guest panelists in each of those time zones, and our topic is Dress Code Alert, Wardrobe Malfunction. And just quickly, is we're going to be talking about what really is the proper dress code for the body of Christ as believers, because that has now become a debate in the body of Christ.
Okay. Do we all know Kia?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't think Kia.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing that's an inside joke.
Yeah. I owe you, Kia. I'm sorry, and I thought about you.
So to everybody, what? How do they say Lottie Dottie and everybody? So
yes,
Lottie Dottie and everybody, oh. And also, go ahead,
Reverend Lamar.
Yes.
Let me throw a shout out to Kia, because for everybody that don't know, today is Kia's birthday, so I want to wish you a happy birthday, and thanks
Woo!
For tuning in.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And also Deborah Moultrie, and she also says pray for Sylvester Harris. And so with that, we thank you, everyone, for listening in to Global Gospel. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We went into a little bit of overtime today at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Certainly look for us on all social media platforms, and certainly we are looking forward to sharing with each and every one of you again. And certainly we're going to ask one of you to close us in prayer, and just to remember, whatever you're going through, to continue as our concluding song is going to say, you fight on. So whatever you're going through, continue to fight the good fight of faith. Don't be afraid of having those intimate conversations. Don't be afraid of addressing the elephant in the room, because certainly it is life-saving and it is freeing. And certainly God wants us to be free. He that the Son set free is free indeed. One of you close us in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful to you for this day. We thank you so much for this kingdom connection. We thank you for this divine connection. Father, we pray that those who have tuned in and who will also listen to the replay, that they will find something in it that they can be encouraged or strengthened, or that will push them to continue to go through that process and to continue on their journey. Father, we thank you so much for the work that Reverend Lamar Townsend is doing, and we pray that you would continue to connect him with others, Father God, because there is so much to be discovered and so much to be heard concerning your people and just also concerning mankind in general. We thank you for his labor of love and his diligence, and again, we thank you for the invitation that we can come and have this discussion. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise for the great and mighty works that you're doing in the earth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.